Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and yes, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. And as we take your home improvement problems and create solutions for you, 803-0930 in the 716, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at same as our call-in number at 803-0930. And a very special show for you today as we introduce you, the people of Buffalo, to one of the 43 North winners. That's right. $1 million winner is on the air with us today. Say good morning to Jane Chen and Ethan Brewer. They are co-founders of Stepwise. And Stepwise is the part of the new frontier of creating a more of a fluid electrical flow into our homes. And let's start by saying good morning to both of them on the live line. We have Jane and Ethan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning and welcome to Buffalo, and congratulations on the big win. First of all, let's talk about that. How exciting was it to win $1 million?
It's a little hard to describe the feelings. I feel like it was an emotional roller coaster ride for sure. I've never pitched in front of 3,000 people. There were a lot of nerves, but so much excitement. We started planning for a move, and we can't wait to be in Buffalo.
That's great. Well, we're going to welcome you with open arms, of course, as we've welcomed all the 43 North winners. And how big of a transition in your lives is it going to be for you to move to Buffalo?
I can speak first. So I actually grew up in the greater Toronto area. So in some sense, it's a bit of a homecoming because I'll be much closer to my family.
Awesome.
I also grew up in the cold with snow. So I think personally, it's not a huge transition. Mm-hmm. But obviously, as we think about, you know, the partnerships we have, the supply chains we've developed, there is a lot of shifting for the team.
Right.
And what's great is that the 43 North team has been very helpful in helping us find office space and helping us find prototyping space. And so it's making the transition a lot more seamless than it would mm-hmm. otherwise be.
Okay. Now, Ethan, you're actually an electrician, I understand.
Yeah, so I've been an electrician for 10 years, last four of which I've really been focused on this residential electrification.
Mm-hmm. And where do you guys live currently?
So I'm based out of Rhode Island, and I would just add to Jane's kind of excitement for getting up there to the Buffalo area. My fiance has been the biggest Buffalo Bills fan for years now.
There's a winner. So
that was her number one concern in getting up there, so we're excited.
That's awesome. Now, do you have families that you're moving with? You mentioned your fiance. How about you, Jane? Do you bring your family with you?
My husband will probably be making a much slower transition. Mm-hmm. He currently needs to be in the office, so that's still a work in progress.
Yeah, I get you. Well, again, we're excited about you launching this amazing, bright idea right here in Buffalo. And we're going to unpack all the pieces and parts of what this is and how homeowners here in Western New York and, of course, around the country will benefit from it. We're going to learn about it today on the show. And if you'd like to speak to Jane or to Ethan about their accomplishment, we'd love to welcome your call at 803-0930 outside the 716-1800-616-WBEN. Of course, don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park tax board open and operating at same as our call-in number, 803-0930. We're going to learn about this EV tap and how it's going to really revolutionize the whole issue of upgrading your electric panel and avoiding the need for that with the increased reliance on electricity, which is becoming a big part of our world and, you know, somewhat unwelcome in a lot of cases because of the cost. So that's a big accomplishment of what this appliance will do. 803-0930, good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
9:30 a.m. as Buffalo as the Bills.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Hey, it's Bowerly. The autumn season is here, which is also referred to as fall, and fall has got a lot to do with those trees. For those of you out there with older or unhealthy trees, there could be big, heavy limbs coming down. When winter hits, it's harder to tell the healthy limbs from hazardous ones, so call the experts at AJ's Tree Service today. Get your problem trees taken care of quickly. Don't wait. For tree removal and tree pruning, it's AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
We are all moms in the office, and that brings a certain maternal instinct to those that come into the office that are scared.
Crosspoint Dentistry with Dr. Kelly Trung.
It's kind of inherent. I think we're all really good at it. And I do think that's most of our success, is just letting that person know that we're here for them and we can make it better, just like your mom does.
Crosspoint Dentistry.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and
deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
Picture living without the hindrance of daily chores, with the freedom to pursue your deepest passions, surrounded by new friends and a friendly staff, and with access to amenities that inspire liberated life. It's not hard. Just picture yourself at the Greenfields. Our beautiful 52-acre campus offers everything you need to live a vibrant, carefree retirement on your terms. And everything you need to make your next adventure all that it can be. Carefree living is calling. See what sets us apart at thegreenfields.org.
They're right, right on, right on.
I had intended to change agencies with my auto insurance. I was impressed with the results, first of all, but I was more impressed with the way they got there, with the way I was treated, and more importantly, with the results.
Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-TFG-AUTO.
Right on, right on. Right on the money.
Big news, we have upgraded the Gorilla Floor. That's right, every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. The only company installing a vapor barrier on every epoxy floor at no additional cost. And you might want to ask, why, Dominic? Well, simply because there's a high water table in Western New York and a lot of moisture, and moisture permeation is the number one enemy of any epoxy floor. Yeah, moisture will actually delaminate an epoxy floor. So no longer an issue with the epoxy floor from a Gorilla because it comes with a vapor barrier. Of course, the goal at a Gorilla is to give you the best products, and the Gorilla Floor does that, 15-year guarantee. It's not a rush installation either. They take their time. They do it right. The best products, the latest technology, and skilled installers to ensure your Gorilla Floor is the ideal product for your project. Gorilla Floors, garage doors, storage equipment, it's all from Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Phone number 716-715-6927. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. I've got a couple of slots still open in the November 6th Pasta Fresca class in our Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. Make ravioli, cannelloni, manicotti. Yep, that's November the 6th. Go to cortese.net and check out everything we do there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our small project divisions, our Better Living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, and of course, our cooking school. Better than that, how about stopping out and seeing us sometime, too, at our location at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. The Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, now with a checkout available right on the website, so you can purchase your cooking class admission right there. And how about thinking about Christmas ahead by gifting a cooking class to a loved one. On the live line, Jane Chan and Ethan Brewer, the winners from Stepwise, the 43 North competition of $1 million. Now, when you win $1 million, you think, wow, what are we going to do with all that money? But I bet you've got it all kind of earmarked as to where it's going. Isn't that correct?
You're right about that. For a business, you know, we're always thinking about budgeting and planning, and we have a lot of exciting updates next year.
Yeah. So what's first? Where do we get started here? Is this in prototype or is it actually available for purchase?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'll take that.
Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, and so currently it is in the prototyping phase, although if your listeners are familiar, we're going through UL testing right now, and that ensures that any product going into your home is going to be, you know, both safe and reliable. So we're really in a motion right now. While it was amazing to get that $1 million and we're excited for the possibilities that that's going to bring, we're really in the full swing of, you know, continuing for like customer discovery and finding how we're going to get this to customers come January of next year.
So let's unpack exactly what we're talking about here. The EV tap, In simple terms, Ethan, can you explain what exactly it is?
Yeah, and so maybe we start with an overview of the electrical panel and mm-hmm. why this matters.
Sure.
So a lot of homes, if, you know, Buffalo is anything like where I'm at down in Rhode Island, you know, southern Massachusetts area, there's a lot of old infrastructure.
That's right.
And with that old infrastructure, we have a lot of 100-amp panels. And when I say that, that is the capacity of your electrical system in the home.
That's correct.
And that was, for a lot of years, when we're using natural gas and other fueled appliances, that was adequate. But what we're finding is, a lot of times, as we're upgrading to all electric appliances, that service capacity also has to upgrade. And around here, I don't know what it is up there, but it comes at a huge cost no matter where you're at to the homeowner. And that's usually out of the blue.
Right.
I call for one thing and the electrician tells me I first have to do that.
Okay.
So the EV tap, think of this as a smart addition to your panel with, you know, simple on-off breakers. And what it does is intelligently balances the load to your EV charger. And that's where we're starting.
Okay. So the idea here is then to avoid the need for an upgraded service in terms of amperage by maximizing the amperage that exists already.
You got it. That's okay. A perfect way of describing it.
So yes, you're absolutely right. And in fact, in the state of New York, if you didn't know this, so your timing couldn't be better, starting January of next year, every home built in New York State has to be electric, 100%. So that has got builders already scratching their head on how they're going to pass on the increased cost of a larger electric service to these new homeowners. This would avoid that, theoretically, correct?
Yeah, correct. This abides by that national electric code that those builders are going off of, and allows for that smaller service to more intelligently handle all that load that they're putting in these homes.
So it's called the EV tap, and I believe EV stands for electric vehicle. But beyond that, though, with the switch to 100% electric utility, it goes beyond just charging a car.
That's correct.
You got it. Jane, you want to tease out what we got down the pipeline?
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing this up, Dominic, because there's definitely very aggressive climate goals that New York State and the federal government have set around phasing out electric stoves, electric heating and cooling, electric water heating. And so our thought is, and the reason for the name Stepwise, is because we really believe in step-by-step electrification. You know, as things come to end of life, if people are ready to swap out appliances, we're essentially building, you know, this product that is modular and, you know, like one step at a time. And so right now our first product is called the EV tap because it's for EV chargers. But in the future, we're already working on future products for electric heating and cooling and electric water heating. And then after that, we would get into the stoves.
And, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, necessity is the mother of invention, and the fact that this mandate is now staring us in the face is scary. And thank God for people like you with creative minds to come up with an invention like this, because you're going to help forestall a lot of the costs that are associated with these mandates, which really leads to the discussion of how well thought out these mandates are when the plan to implement them is not really there.
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what you mean. I think sometimes, you know, the government sends a very aggressive target out there, hoping that people will kind of figure it out, and it stimulates innovation. So I think what we're trying to do is help us reach those targets, help us do best for environment, but making sure that we're, you know, doing what's best for our pocketbook as well. We need to be pragmatic and think about what's actually possible.
So we're starting with the idea of charging electric cars, which leads to the question, how safe is it to charge your car in your garage?
Yeah, and so I would say, you know, there have, and I think the impetus for that is there have been incidences where, you know, we've seen fires. I think people have, you know, come across those news clippings. But the fact is that technology is getting better and better every day. I myself have done over 200 EV installs. Most of those have, you know, been charging in or right next to the garage. And, you know, in 4 years, let's knock on wood, I have yet to get that call that, you know, something bad happened to my customers. And again, it's one of those things that through rigorous testing, that is going to be weeded out as soon as possible by those manufacturers.
So explain exactly how this helps with the load capacity, and the whole idea of what does the module actually do?
Yeah, so essentially one thing that, you know, a lot of homeowners tell me is, you know, most EV chargers, a level two will focus on, is half of the capacity of that electrical panel. That 100 amp electrical service, if you let it go full bore. And so our thinking is, and what customers have said is like, well, Ethan, I don't need to use that at the same time as my electric stove or AC or dryer. I'm charging overnight. And the unfortunate truth is, as an electrician, I have to go off of the very conservative electrical code that figures, you know, appliances are either on or they are off, but nothing in between. So what this module does is it sits between the electrical panel and the charger, and it actually controls that power dynamically. So if your home has a safe working capacity of, you know, maybe it's 30% power to that charger, maybe it's 75%, our device will modulate that power up and down to stay within that safe limit of the home. And again, that's acknowledging most charging will happen overnight where it will be at 100% capacity towards that car.
So who's the tech guru here between the two of you? You're the electrician. Jane, is that you?
Well, no, that's actually our third co-founder, Austin Hunt, who couldn't make it to the radio station, but is actually busy working on prototyping and testing right now. And Austin is a mechanical engineer by training and has commercialized a lot of different hardware products across defense tech, medical devices, and more.
Awesome. Well, so the idea is you're starting with an electric vehicle charge, but then, as you said, Jane, this is going to evolve to the entire home as far as the consumption and balancing of the electrical panel.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that we're really excited about is, you know, we're talking a lot about this product that would help people save a lot of money up front, but there's also another lens here where we can work with the utilities to smooth out kind of the load on the grid, right? Think about balancing on a bigger scale. And that has major implications for our grid, for decreasing brownouts, for helping people save on their electric bills as well.
Which leads to the question of some of the utilities I know have two-tiered meters, and the idea would be that you would pay based on the consumption of the time of day that the electricity is being used. Hence, the idea that you mentioned already, Ethan, of charging at night. The rates are a little bit lower at night. You know, maybe doing the running the dryer at night and that kind of thing. And if you have a two-tiered meter, you benefit from that. I imagine this whole idea, this whole technology, is going to tie well into that tiered pricing.
Yes, that's correct. And in fact, we could be perhaps even more nuanced in how we can achieve savings than just two tiers.
The whole idea of the grid, you know, we, as you probably know, had a blizzard here in at Christmas time last year, and unfortunately, we lost over 40 people to that storm, which was an amazing fact when here we're supposed to be seasoned at snowstorms. And a lot of it had to do with the failure of the grid. Some people froze to death in their homes, and others froze to death in their cars. They didn't heed the advice, and they went out and ventured out. And, you know, it was that kind of storm which kind of surprised us all. But The failure of the grid really stands out. And, you know, we spoke with people from National Grid about that. And the truth is that, you know, there's just a implied, I guess, reality that the grid is not perfect. And the capacity for electricity to flow, regardless of weather, is not possible. And so that's where it failed us, is the snow impacted stations and froze them up. They couldn't operate. Where do you see the evolution of the grid? Do we have technology on the horizon that's going to prevent this?
No, that's a good question. And I will say I had not heard about those 40 deaths, but yeah, that is horrible. You hate hearing anything like that. So to all of those families, you know, reaching out to them. But as far as technology goes and where it's headed, we hear a lot about decentralized systems, but like, what does that actually mean? And as an electrician, what I love about the direction that technology is going is you can have power sources that are reliable right at home. And let's talk about like EVs in particular. And this isn't an EV evangelist thing, but a very practical thing is it is both a car and a power source that sits in your driveway most of the time. Mm-hmm. So a strategic reason for us to live between the battery and the house is, especially as we see battery technology coming stateside again, you know, you see a lot of development happening in southern states right now for the manufacturing piece, is these become very reasonably priced for the average homeowner to have that backup power sitting in their home.
That's right.
And you alluded to it earlier, it's thought of as a luxury good, but with a lot of like state and federal rebates right now, you know, we see EVs that are coming in under $30,000, like for the Tesla Model 3, for example. So this is becoming an everyman's car. And when you think about practicality, having both a piece of transportation and a backup power source in one, that's an incredible advantage, you know, for anyone.
Well, it is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with this interesting discussion with Jane Chan and Ethan Brewer, the owners of Stepwise, the winners of the 43 North competition, one of the winners, and $1 million prize. Back with more after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. All five students on a bus that crashed Friday morning on the 290 have been released from Oshai Children's Hospital. The bus was carrying children from Cantillation Center when the bus overturned. A former jail deputy is once again in trouble for an incident near Highmark Stadium. Prosecutors say 47-year-old John Gugino drove through a barricade outside Highmark Stadium during the October 1st Bills game, injuring a deputy trying to stop him. Last year, Gugino was arrested, accused of scuffling with deputies after being ejected from a concert at the stadium for profanity. Governor Hochul announced the launch of a new telephone hotline and online form allowing you to report hate and bias incidents directly to the state's Hate and Bias Prevention Unit. You can call 844-NO-2-HATE or use an online form available from the state's website. We have a link to the link at WBEN.com. Just click on the story. Frontier Fall Into Reading Festival returns for a second year at Frontier Middle School. Amber Chandler says she expects to hand out 4,200 books today.
You know, schools are the hub of a community, and we really wanted to bring everybody in together to celebrate literacy, get books in the hands of kids. You know, a lot of times kids have library books or they, you know, read on a tablet, but we really wanted them to have, you know, hands on their books that they can take home and keep on their shelf and read with their families.
The Zoomobile and the Bookmobile are among the attractions. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
You know, sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. How about updating your bathroom? Now, we remodel bathrooms, and we partner with those companies out there that provide equal quality service, and Twin City Glass is one of them. They've been around for over 50 years, the Weinholz family, and they offer beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. 694-3300, or better than that, stop into their showroom. It's in Willitzer Park. And be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
For decades, the Stamm Law Firm has been representing families in our community.
protecting and preserving their assets, and planning for their long-term medical and health care needs.
This is Brian Stan. What you may not know is that for over 50 years, we've also been helping people when they have been injured as a result of a car accident, slip and fall, or as a result of a medical error.
And this is Brad Stam. People tell us all the time, if I knew you guys did injury cases, I would have called you. Well, we do. And it's not about whether you're severely hurt or seriously injured. We help people with their cases, no matter how large or small, because for us, it's about taking care of people.
Whether it's preparing an estate plan or supporting you through an injury, these cases can go hand in hand. That's why this is a major part of our practice.
Our family takes great pride in taking care of families by protecting your assets, planning for your future, and being your attorney to help you through an injury.
If you or a loved one has been injured, let the Stam family help you. Call 631-5767 or visit stamlaw.com today.
We literally change people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile. And she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent, completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The BuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good. Feel great.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Lenco Supplies is the place for easy, affordable building materials. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific comes in all of the latest colors and a beautiful natural wood grain finish. UV inhibitors and high-quality pigments means the color you choose from Georgia Pacific is the color you'll have for years to come. Now, when you choose GP vinyl siding from Lenco, you're getting sturdy siding with incredible wind resistance. Shop Georgia Pacific vinyl siding at any of our locations in Western New York, or better than that, how about online at the new Lenco.supplies? Yeah, you heard me right. Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Oh, no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Avenue.
10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez and our guests on the live line, Jane Chan and Ethan Brewer, the co-owners of Stepwise, a winner of the 43 North competition of $1 million prize with an amazing invention that is going to impact our lives as far as electrical consumption. We were talking before the news break about the evolution of electric cars and how they've kind of are moving away from being a luxury item to becoming a staple. Anything more you want to add about that before I go to the next question I have for you?
Not anymore. Just that not only can people kind of save on the total cost of ownership of car, meaning you can save a ton on your fuel spend, but there's also a ton of rebates from federal and state governments. Mm-hmm. So that's an area we want to make sure people are aware of. Sometimes they're hard to access.
So we've got a lot of texters that are asking me to ask you exactly how does your invention work. Let's start with the question of where does it go? Where does the module install?
Yeah, and last resource I would throw out for your listeners is go to Rewiring America. Type that in on Google. They have all information for state and federal funding that will apply to your zip code. So
okay,
that's
great.
An easy way to demystify what actually you will qualify for. But for how it works and, you know, where it goes is essentially this uses the same breaker that would go to your electric vehicle charger.
Okay.
So if you think about the, you know, wiring as an electrician, I'm taking it from the panel out to where the charger is. Our device simply sits in between the panel and the electric charger. So we've designed this, you know, for a lot of homes up in New England and New York State. We know our panels are, you know, interior garage or basement panels.
Right.
So this would sit right next to your panel as, you know, an accessory, where I would simply wire from my breaker to our device and then from that device to the charger. And how it works is it intercepts that power, and think of this as a brain that is essentially the decision maker. It's reading the power that your home is using and spitting out the available and safe usage on the other side.
So this is assuming, obviously, that the amperages that are coming in are enough to power the house and the car. Have you seen it happen yet, Ethan, where that's not the case, where there's not enough amperage? Because we actually have homes here in Buffalo that, you know, are still knob and tube that have 60 amp services.
You got it. And actually, in, you know, again, just the outreach of the community has been incredible. I've talked with several installers already from the area, and they've said exactly that. You know, in some cases, you're seeing 30 to 60 amp breakers.
Right.
And that's where, in this electrification push, there is, let's not mix up, there is no one-size-fits-all solution.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about what we've got and think it's going to help a lot of people. In those cases, though, we do see the need for a minimum of a 100-amp electrical service.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, for a full home solution. So I won't tell you, you know, stepwise or nothing. In those cases, we would recommend, you know, contact your local electrician and get at least a 100 amp service. And especially with that interior wiring, I think that's another reason we're really focused is, you know, a lot of house fires begin inside the home on that branch circuit wiring that feed these various things throughout the home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, especially in our old infrastructure, that you get that looked at by a licensed electrician, make sure knob and tube is eliminated. Wiring is up to code, generally speaking, for all of these appliances.
So is it safe to say that the EVTAP basically reroutes amperages to an electric vehicle while it's charging and away from other circuits that maybe aren't being used? Is that really the technology, the essence of it, in simple terms?
I think that's a somewhat accurate representation. I wouldn't say it's necessarily rerouting electricity from other devices, but yeah, the idea is that we're balancing the mm-hmm. way electricity is used in the house.
So with that said, then this same technology that, with the idea of it helping when an electric vehicle is charging, could very well pertain to almost any appliance that you're in its peak operating time as to when it's being used. For example, like when you're running the washing machine and when you're running the dishwasher, they're obviously drawing more power at that time.
You got it. Exactly.
So you see this as a first step then of what would become an evolution of this technology so as to forestall the need for higher amperages in a home.
That's precisely.
You got it. And
I like your use of the word step there, Dominic.
Yeah.
It is one step into the future.
A texter's writing, congratulations to the winners, hoping the explanation will include how housing stock will be affected in this method is generally accepted, and exactly what we're talking about right now. And I think, you know, Ethan, you're probably, you know, on the cutting edge of realizing that it's not going to fit everywhere because of the housing stock being older and the amperages being less. and the wiring capacity. I mean, I can't imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're a electric vehicle salesman, and I would hope they spend some time talking to a prospective buyer about their electric capacity at home.
So unfortunately, Dominic, our conversations with dealerships has been that they're just so busy with a lot of other things that they don't necessarily have the time or resources to go deep with customers or even with their own training around EV charging or how that even happens. And so that is actually one angle where we think we could help the dealerships and support them.
Sure.
To have better education and resources.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, let's say, you know, somebody lived in an older part of the city of Buffalo on the west side in a home built turn of the century, and, you know, it's been minimally renovated, and maybe it's historic in some way, and therefore being preserved in its original look and feel. And included in that is that it has a low amperage electrical service, which is something I see all the time in my business and home renovation. And a lot of times, I said already, we actually still see knob and tube wiring. So, you know, that person would not be a good candidate for an electric vehicle, I don't think.
Yeah, with the broader knob and tube usage in a home, you know, obviously get that looked at. The thing to know about these large electrical appliances is that they do require what I would call a dedicated circuit from the panel.
Right.
So that won't tap off of existing wire throughout the home, but your electrician or if you're a savvy DIYer, I won't recommend that, but, you know, you will run a brand new wire from that panel to the charger. So that system on its own will be adequate. But you are right, knob and tube is a big concern to definitely address in the coming years.
Well, you know, it's such a huge issue. And again, the housing stock being what it is here at the core of our large part of our city, the original part of our city. And it's a real threat because, you know, the capacity is an issue. The heat generation is an issue. You have to be careful what kind of insulation you use when you're using hem knob and tube. What is this module going to cost? A question that's coming in on the text board, who's going to pay for this technology? And they go on to say lots of people barely able to eat. What is the cost of the module, if you know yet? And how is the homeowner going to pay for it?
So that's a good question. And honestly, on the cost front, we're actually playing with a lot of partnerships so we can get that upfront cost subsidized by various different partners, the utility being one of them, since, you know, they are the ones who set this very aggressive agenda.
Right.
And so they are looking to support more affordable electrification methods. And then on top of that, I mentioned that through the Inflation Reduction Act, there's actually a lot of rebates and tax incentives from both the federal and state government. And so it's a little hard to say exactly what that end cost is going to be for the customer, and this is where, you know, we would actually work with the homeowner and based on the zip code they live in and the utility they're using to actually calculate what the final impact is.
Sure. So let's walk through the timeline. Where are we now? It's in prototype. Does that mean it's being tested? Are there betas going on now?
Yeah. Ethan, do you want to take that?
Yeah, never know quite when to jump in, but no, we have pilots live actually in Rhode Island and Massachusetts right now. Those have been running for several months now with good results. I can say as an average, the homeowners that have put in this product have saved about 60% of the cost when compared to a service upgrade, you know, on its own. So that this smart device plus charger, 60% savings right off the bat. So really encouraging there. And I would say, as for timeline, as mentioned, we're going through the necessary certifying body to make sure that this is, you know, both safe and reliable for those homeowners. And we're projecting, you know, Q1 2024. We'll leave it at that. I would say a good way for homeowners or electricians interested in this product to stay in touch would be to subscribe to our newsletter. And you can do that by going to wise.com and just hitting the subscribe button, plugging in your information, and that's the best way for us to communicate, you know, with any interested party.
A lot of people want to talk to you. Let's jump on the phones. Actually, before we do that, we're going to take our last break of the hour so we have time to get these callers on. So stay tuned. We're back with more right after this. Well, we are full-fledged into fall, and we've had a little bit of rain, and we've actually seen the furnaces turn on. So the long winter, yeah, it's ahead. And if your furnace hasn't turned on yet, well, be prepared, because when it does, you're going to smell the burn-off of what has collected on the heat exchanger. And that smell is exactly what you want to avoid, and you want to avoid that dust and debris and everything that's collected that's in your ductwork as well, because when it settles on your heat exchanger, it means it's inside your ductwork too. Getting it cleaned out is the answer, folks. And the only place I send you for that is Indo Air Professionals. Why do you send people there, Dominic? Well, because they do the job, and they do it right, and they do it thoroughly. And I can't say that about any other duct cleaning service. The patented column duct cleaning head is the essence of why this service exceeds all others. And they get the junk out so you breathe clean air. And including with that, of course, is the medical-grade air purifier and the wonderful April Air high-capacity dehumidifier that will change your life if you have a moist basement. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. Well, you really hit it well there. You know, you mentioned the smell, which probably, you know, half of your listening audience has already experienced, and then that goes away, and then you forget about it. You know, the whole concept, it's out of sight, out of mind, and, you know, so many people call, and they said, I've been meaning to call, and, you know, now is the time, and don't be confused about, you know, just the duct cleaning is a generic thing. Well, you know as well as I do, we've got the history to prove it. The 58,000 jobs we've done in 30 years, it's our 30th year anniversary, we've done 2,600 that have had the ducts cleaned by the best equipment out there, the roto brushes, the low volume air tools, all that stuff. There's a bushel of dirt left behind, mm-hmm. You know, so you really got to understand what's going on as far as the process goes.
Get ready to call. And by the way, we've added Peter's extension to the phone number so you can go right to his desk. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Be sure to push in 303. 716-683-3000, extension 303. The Hammer Time Radio specials for the 21st of October.
All right. So for the middle of the duct cleaning season here, we'll still do $125 off. But if you're one of our 58,000, realistically, it would be about 52,000 people that need a re-clean at this point, according to our database. You're going to save more, but you got to call me over this. Now you can call the whole weekend because you have the extension, even if it picks up after hours. Just press in 303, and I'll be picking up the phone. But then for the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, still save $300 off of that. You can save $300 off the Healthway Deluxe Portable Air Purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration for 1,200 square feet, and save $500 off the Super V Healthway that hooks on your furnace. Did I miss anything? No.
Nope, you got it all.
Yeah, right.
716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gens. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gen subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gens to escort you down the aisle.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. Let's face it, brutal weather is just around the corner. It's okay. We know how to prepare for winter. One of the most important things you can do to be ready is have a factory-trained expert from ABC Hardware help you select a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you have a standby natural gas generator ready for the action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer during an outage this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generator experts. And remember, natural gas, realistic cost and reliable performance, and most models are now available. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call 803-7000.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you call for roofs that leak or shingles that are laying on the ground? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment online. Ava Roofing, by the way, also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Well, we've enjoyed our hour with the inventors of the EV Tap and the company Stepwise, and learn more by going to getstepwise.com. Jane Chan and Ethan Brewer, the winners, one of the winners of the 43 North competition for this year, $1 million prize. And we'll be excited to follow you along here, Jane and Ethan, as you become part of the Western New York community.
Thank you. We're excited to become a part of the community.
Let's go to the phones and our first stop, Wheatfield. And Jim, good morning. You're on WBEN with Ethan and Jane.
Good morning. Kind of sounds like he's talking about getting something for nothing. Because if you take the wiring in a house, it's just like the plumbing coming in. It's exactly the same. You got on your water line, it goes to a meter. Once it goes through that meter, you can use it anywhere you want, but it's still whatever goes through that meter.
Right.
The same thing in electrical service. It comes in, goes to a meter. Whatever you do with it in the house, you can have one circuit, 10 circuits, 100 circuits. It's whatever you use. Now, when it comes in, if you got 100-amp service, and that's governed by your main breaker and the size of the wire. So if you draw 100 amps, you're drawing 100 amps. You can't get 150 amps from a 100 amp service.
What it's saving you from is having to upgrade your panel to a larger amperage because of the increased electrical consumption in your home. That's really the essence of what this is about.
You still have the same thing. You can't get something for nothing.
Well, let's let them answer. Go ahead, Ethan or Jane.
And Jim, you're 100% right. Everything has trade-offs. So what you're referring to is, if I add all these electrical appliances in the home and turn them all on at once, I'm going to go over that capacity. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I would assume. I assume that's his point.
It should not do that if the house is properly wired, because it should be wired to take the capacity of everything that you have in the house, and that's what they figure.
You've got it. And that goes off of the existing electrical code. And so what we're trying to change, Jim, is that code is based off of the fact that you have breakers and things that are just on or they are just off. What we're developing is devices that can essentially take those loads and shift them around, where the homeowner will not notice a change to their daily, you know, use, their daily life. We're not going to interrupt that. We're going to be a system that dynamically balances the load to stay within that system.
Well, unfortunately, time has jumped in here to tell us it's the end of the show. But I want to thank you both again, Jane and Ethan. And again, promise to keep in touch. And as your technology evolves and as your products become available, we'll want to help launch that right here on WBEN.
Thank you so much, Dominic. And I would just say, last thing for your listeners, Jim's question is on the money. And that is because for the last 100 years, this is how we've done things.
Exactly.
This is a small, this is a big shift in the future. Amen. That we're trying to build. So I would encourage people, follow us on, you know, getstepwise.com. And for listeners that sign up on that newsletter today, we're going to give $100 discount to make your house EV ready for the future. So again,
awesome.
GetStepWise.com. Thank you, Ed. Go Buffalo. We're excited to be there.
Yes, so great. We're glad to have you. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. Same station where we've been since 1989. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.